This is Hunter Drohoyoska Philp for Art Talk on KCRW. Mostly, we think of artists as people with the sorts of egos that make them want to stay in the spotlight, to get attention. An exhibition of three important LA artists focuses instead on their various methods of making themselves disappear. Aptly titled Disappearing, California, circa 1970, a show at the Modern Art Museum in Fort Worth is the first to look in detail at the conceptually based art of Chris Burden, Jack Goldstein, and Bas-Jan Otter. All of the artists are considered major figures in the art of their time, and though they all lived in LA when it was an intimate hothouse of great talents, they weren't really close friends, in a way that makes their obsessions more fascinating and undeniably connected to who they were as people. Most of this art is based on a very limited type of performance, though their actions were photographed, filmed, or videotaped for later. In short, they knew they were making art and expected it to have a life beyond the action itself. It was part of a larger movement in the 1970s toward what was called the dematerialization of art, a way to move away from the production line of saleable paintings and sculptures. The best known of the three is the American Chris Burden, who went to UC Irvine in the early 70s. His 1971 graduate show involved hiding in a school locker for 5 days and nights with nothing but water and a bottle for his urine. He had hidden himself away at the very time that most art students were trying to make themselves known. A few years later, his debut in New York consisted of an apparently empty gallery where he lay on a white shelf near the ceiling where no one could see him or hear him for weeks. His presence, felt or not, was the show. Canadian Jack Goldstein gained attention in the early years of CalArts with his 1972 burial piece, when he had himself interred in a coffin with breathing holes, while students and teachers looked on. Other work had more of a connection to popular culture, especially short movies, such as a black-and-white film in which the artist runs around a darkened studio, attempting to evade a big spotlight, disappearing from unwanted attention. Dutch artist Bas-Jan Otter was either the most reckless or the most committed. The show includes evidence of what he called The Search for the Miraculous, his solo 1975 voyage across the Atlantic from Massachusetts to England in a used sailboat. The wreckage of that boat was later found, but his body was never recovered. He just disappeared. All of these artists were exploring the effects of extreme actions on themselves first and foremost. Perhaps Otter wanted to know the feeling of being lost at sea, and his project went tragically off course. Goldstein wound up being a superstar in the New York art scene for his 1980s paintings of nocturnal cities, illuminated by exploding bombs of white light. Yet he died an impoverished addict in 2003. Burden produced the most work, including the always pleasing grove of vintage street lamps in front of LACMA. He died of cancer at his home in Topanga just 4 years ago. And this show connects his early extreme actions to his lifelong curiosity about the extreme effects of change in industrialization or military research. The show captures a time when disappearance was an edgy new idea, but it also is an elegy for three brilliant and adventurous artists. It continues through August 11th. For more details, go to my blog on kcrw.com/art talk. This has been Hunter Drohoyoska Philp for KCRW.